When he was a kid, John Jr. often went on the road with his dad. Watching from backstage, he saw how his dad's music affected people.
When I saw so many standing ovations, when I saw women crying, when I saw a man holding his wife while she was crying, because he could tell a story. He can tell a story about when my first wife left me. He could go, and then he could moan. Woo, woo. Oh, he could do it. And I find myself doing the same thing today.
John Sr. was a pioneer of electric blues. He inspired a whole generation of blues rockers like Eric Clapton and the Rolling Stones. ZZ Top even borrowed this riff. The original riff was recorded in 1972 at Soledad Prison in California. The higher voice you hear is a young John Jr. It's his major label debut, and the only time his voice appears on an official release until 2004. That's when he released his first solo album. By that time, he was well into his 50s. What kept him from recording?
Addictions, deaths in the family, divorce, incarceration.
John Jr. did 2 terms in California state prisons. He won't say why, other than the crimes were drug-related. But when he was ready to make music again, it came pouring out of him. He called the album Blues with a Vengeance.
Have you ever been suspicious that your little woman, she wouldn't treat you right?
And the reason that it's a vengeance is because when you hold back a dam of water for so long, and then you finally release it, the pressure has become so intense that when you release it, it just rushes out because it's been held back for so long.
Most of the songs on the album are originals, but a few are his dad's. One of these is the party tune, One Bourbon, One Scotch, and One Beer. If you haven't heard it before, it's of the My Baby Left Me So I'm Getting Drunk variety. John Sr. made Wallowing in Alcohol into an anthem.
Then I sit there again, drinking, getting loaded. Then I look back down the bar at the bartender. I say, hey, what do you want this time? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
John Jr. twists it into a tale of hitting rock bottom.
And one beer.
Well, by this time I am in a state of oblivion. My pants are not only wet in the front, they're wet in the back.
I wanted my song that was similar to my dad's to have the a person, which means myself, and which may apply to people that are listening to it, to live happily ever after. Know what I mean?
Now I'm able to go into those meetings and I can stand up and say, hi! My name is Johnny and I'm an addict and an alcoholic.
Hi, Johnny!
And he goes back and visits this bar one more time, and he orders his drink, and it's one Coke, one Sprite, and one root beer.
Now, after more than 4 years of sobriety, John Jr. has 2 albums, a shelf full of awards, and a son who's entering college. He says being involved in his son's life has given him renewed appreciation of his relationship with his father. His latest album, Cold as Ice, includes the requiem, Do Daddy.
He felt he had a moral obligation to treat everybody fair. No matter what race or creed or color that you were, if you needed him, he was always there.
John Jr. says his dad loved to give advice. He makes a point of remembering some of those lessons every day.
Always be thankful to God for what you got, because you didn't earn it. It was a gift given to you by God through me. And just always be kind to people. And one day, if you ever get big, you know, always remember the little radio stations. Always remember the little clubs, the club that's in the back. And be honest, you know, somebody might overpay you. You know, you're going to be invited in the ticket booth and you're going to see thousands and thousands. Just be honest and clean and always be thankful and polite and humble. And you're going to make it because you already got the gift.
Next Sunday, John Lee Hooker Jr. puts that gift on display in Davis Park, downtown Rockford. I'm Dan Clefstad.
A boom, 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 boom. I'm gonna shoot you down right off of your feet.